Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Good Monday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It's Monday, October 25th, 2021. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines for the day. Number one, the big week ahead. Number two, Democrats, not so bad for rich people. And number three, what Joe Biden has planned for this week. All right, everyone, let's get into the mix. You know, this was a very big weekend, actually, for the reconciliation negotiations for the Joe Biden's presidential agenda, for everything when it comes to the Biden administration. Joe Manchin paid a visit to Wilmington, Delaware this weekend, yesterday, to have a long breakfast, which I think lasted until the afternoon, so let's call it a brunch, with Joe Biden and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Now, Biden is heading to Rome on Thursday, and the White House is desperate. Cannot be overstated how desperate they are to get something signed this week. But let's reverse engineer here. Let's talk about what needs to happen to get something in signed this week. Number one, we don't believe, based on our reporting, based on logic, and based on our experience on Capitol Hill, that the reconciliation bill will be signed this week. It doesn't seem likely to us. But here's what could happen. There could be a deal on reconciliation, which unlocks a vote on the infrastructure bill. Now, a vote on the infrastructure bill, this vote was supposed to be, you know, months ago or weeks ago at this point, about a month ago, actually. But so if Democrats are able to get a reconciliation deal, that progressives are happy with, then progressives and moderates and all Democrats can kind of lock arms and pass this infrastructure bill this week. They could sign it Thursday before Joe Biden heads to Rome, Italy. I think it will have to be pretty specific here. Democrats are not going to be able to get away with, here's a top line and some things that are going to be in the bill. I have to imagine that progressives are going to want a bit more than that, especially as not only as Joe Biden goes to Rome, but also ahead of this Virginia gubernatorial race, which is down to the wire in Virginia. Now, why is this important? Why do we think it's important? Why does Biden think it's important to have an infrastructure bill signed this week? He wants to be able to say, as he goes abroad, as he goes to this climate confab in Glasgow, Scotland, he wants to be able to say that the agenda that he's unlocking is, he wants to be able to have some deliverables. If they pass the infrastructure bill, he's able to say, listen, my agenda's moving and here's what it does for the climate. I think that's part of it. I think that he's also just like, the guy needs a victory. I mean, let's be honest with each other here. President Joe Biden, his numbers are flagging. He's not had a good story in a long time, not individual story, but the narrative has not been great for him over the last couple of weeks and months, dating back to the botched Afghanistan withdrawal and a whole host of things. So it's important for him to get a legislative victory. Now, interestingly enough, many issues are still outstanding. Medicare expansion, lifting of the SALT cap, state and local tax deduction caps. And those have to be wrapped up in order to get a deal. And frankly, there's going to be a big sales job here for Pelosi and Schumer. Now, because of Kyrsten Sinema, this bill will not increase taxes on rich people. And it will just increase taxes on billionaires. People who make more than $100 million a year for 3 years in a row would have an additional, almost mark-to-market-like tax increase. So reverting back to that tax piece, Ways and Means Democrats are going to be skeptical. Richie Neal, the chair of the Ways and Means Committee, is not happy with that provision. He wants to pass the legislation that he passed, which included raising marginal rates back to pre-Trump levels, corporate rates back to 25%, and raising capital gains. So House progressives also will have a big sales job here. Pelosi will have a big sales job with them. Expanded Medicare is taking a hit. No free community college. But, you know, Pelosi's going to have to remind people that this is the largest social spending package probably in our nation's history. So, again, going to be really interesting couple weeks. We imagine this is going to last at least another couple of weeks. I would be surprised if this doesn't slip, obviously, until next week. I could be here on Friday saying the opposite, but I really don't think that there will be a reconciliation vote this week. Number two headline of the day, stroke the rich. Rich people are unscathed in this new Democratic plan. Now, listen, the wealth tax is going to raise several hundred billion dollars to pay for the social spending program. But as we noted, at the beginning of this administration, it looked like rich people were going to take a hit. There was a proposed hike of the capital gains tax. Top earners were going to see their tax rates go up back to 39. Corporations would be taxed at 28. Now they are up from the 21 they are now levied. But then came Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, and all of a sudden, rich people are getting off scot-free. Manchin didn't like the proposed corporate tax hike, although so did a bunch of other moderate Democrats were not happy with it either. And Kyrsten Sinema didn't like any individual or corporate rate hikes. So the merely rich, the people who are like, you know, millionaires and making millions of dollars a year, they're cool. They don't have nothing happens to them in this bill. This is kind of good politics for Democrats because you can never be in trouble for raising tax rates on billionaires rather. But, you know, I remember back in the Obama era when the tax rates were snapping back up, Republicans made the case that small business owners and pass-through entities would see their tax rates increase. Not going to be able to say that this time around. So there's really no opening for Republicans on the tax front, I don't think. I guess I could be proven wrong in the coming weeks. But think of it this way. If SALT is repealed either in total or in part, the rich of this country could see a net tax cut from this bill. So Democrats, not so bad for rich people. Number three headline of the day, Joe Biden's week ahead. A big week for Joe Biden. He's actually in Newark, New Jersey today talking about his agenda. On Tuesday, he'll participate in a overseas summit virtually and will head to Arlington to campaign with Terry McAuliffe. On Wednesday, Biden will participate in the East Asia summit. On Thursday, the Bidens will fly to Rome, and Friday, Biden will visit Vatican City and meet with the Pope. A big day for Joe Biden, who's a well-known practicing Catholic. Saturday and Sunday, Biden will participate in the G20 Leaders Summit in Rome. With that, leave us a rating and review. Smash that follow button. It's the best way to follow us and let other people follow us. You could also subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.